Well, I've really enjoyed getting to chat with Dr. James Bond throughout all this. He joins us again now, board-certified orthopedic surgeon, Ortho Central, a member of the Norman Regional Health System. Good morning, Dr. Bond.
Good morning, Toby.
Great to have you with us today. I want to make sure we get to everything, so let's get into it. It's May 1 today. We're opening the state up in phases. Elective surgeries have resumed. So what has gone back to normal and what is different?
As promised, I'm studying herd immunity with my donkeys and chickens. So I just wanted to, did you hear the donkey?
I did hear the donkey.
Okay. I just wanted to be true to my promise there.
Thank you, Dr. Bond.
To get back to the question, tell me it's May 1st. We're back to work, right?
That's right. Elective surgeries have resumed. What's gone back to normal? What's different?
Okay. The only thing that should really be normal at this point is that we're back to work or that we're going back to the same work. Everything else should be the same. We've sheltered at home. We've flattened the curve. We've helped hospitals around get more tests, protective equipment, and ventilators. But as we return to our jobs and our community gatherings, infections will definitely rise. COVID's not gone anywhere. If we continue to shelter in place, the economy has irreparable damage. But if we get out and do too much and don't respect the virus, then we still have the chance of having exponential rise of the virus, and all that we've done could be for naught. So we have to have a new normal for a while, and many experts are thinking like a year, where we limit exposure, restrict capacity for indoor places and stores, try not to infect each other, test, and on positive tests, quarantine people. So we have to get out there, but we have to also respect the virus so that we don't have that peak on the curve in a future situation.
How are you protecting patients that are coming into the office?
Well, for us, we're limiting contact. So one patient can come in and at most one person to listen to what is said. In surgeries, it's just one patient and we deliver them to the car after it's done. We social distance. We're wearing masks. Again, washing hands is so important for everybody as much as you can think about it. And then the virtual appointments, when possible, use technology to distance. And that's what we're doing at our facility.
Are there people that should still avoid going into the office for a visit or having an elective surgery?
Yeah, you know, the people who are most susceptible, we've talked, Toby, and those are people over 65. It's about 80% of the deaths. Heart problems, lung problems, diabetics, immunocompromised people. For people that we've talked about here, those people should continue to shelter in place. I talked to my mom, you know, her husband. Listen, don't get out any more than you need to because, again, that population is particularly susceptible to bad outcomes with this coronavirus.
Okay, I'm interested in your answer to this. We've talked about herd immunity a lot on the show this week. We discussed the Sweden situation today on the show. TJ's kind of a rip the Band-Aid off type guy. What is herd immunity, and how will it factor into Oklahoma's plan to reopen, in your mind?
Well, I don't know if you guys have read a bunch, but to understand herd immunity, you have to understand that variable R naught. That is a capital R with a subscript zero. And that is that variable, like in algebra, is how infectious is the virus that you're dealing with. For instance, measles has an R naught value of about 15. So Toby, you know, infects 15 people, then 15 goes to 225, 225 to 50,000 people in three steps. So that's why we have measles, mumps, and rubella for every kid in the United States, you know, at their immunizations early in life. So it's very difficult. We have to immunize almost everybody. The flu has an R-naught of 2. So we just give the flu shots to healthcare professionals or elderly people. So about half of the population, you know, is immunized, and that protects everybody else. Because if the R-naught were one, and that's our example the other day where Toby infects Joe C and Joe C infects Bob Stoops and Bob Stoops infects Lincoln Riley, well, that's only four people in four steps. And if Joe C were vaccinated or had the virus, it stops with him. He doesn't infect Lincoln Riley or Bob Stoops. And that's where herd immunity is so important. Novel virus. And the problem is the R-naught value for this, some studies have said 3, and I saw one the other day that said 5.7. That means that, Toby, you would infect 5 or 6 people, and that would exponentially rise. But for half herd immunity, where somebody would actually fight it off and not spread it, they estimate that we'd need about 200,000 people to have herd immunity. And that's going to take time as well for that
in
many people.
In the state of Oklahoma.
Well, in the state of Oklahoma, we have 4 million people.
Right.
And so you'd have to have 2/3 of that. So 66% okay. of 4 million people would be herd immunity here.
I got you. Okay.
And that would stop the disease at that person and protect those around us. So I understand the rip the Band-Aid off, and I don't disagree in some ways, but if we rip the Band-Aid off, we will have some people around us that are very dear to us that will be susceptible to this disease. And we've seen that in other communities. And it sounds great in theory, but when it affects your loved one, it's very difficult.
Finally, your surgical patients are used to receiving a special song from you following their surgery. I believe you have a special song prepared for us to celebrate going back to work today. So let's hear it. What do you got for us today, Dr. Bond?
We've been doing, I don't know if you remember back, it kind of dates me, but Welcome Back, Carta, with John Travolta, you know, as Vinny Barbarino,
sure.
you know, and Horseshack. Well, we've been singing, welcome back to that same old job that you used to hate. I said, welcome back. Let's all social distance, but open up the state. Because old COVID's not gone. Yeah, he's still around. And it's changed the whole world. Yeah, it's been profound. Who'd have thought we'd be here? Who'd have thought? We've all shed a few tears. But we sheltered now a lot. And this curve is on the spot. Welcome back. Yeah, we're all wearing masks, and this testing, it's a blast. Welcome back. Let's get back on track in the black. What do you think, Toby?
I think it's fantastic.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic. Proudly. Thank you, Dr. Bond. Stay healthy
right,
out there.
You too, buddy.
All right, see you later. There we go. How about that guy, TJ?
That was excellent.
Bond? James Bond, ladies and gentlemen. Gabe Eichert next. To that same